Page 52. Measure number 24-251, City of Detroit. Referred to the people by the City Council. 5-year local option tax for general operations. Question. Shall district impose $1.81 per $1,000 of assessed value for general operations for 5 years beginning 2009-2010? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary. The City of Detroit will use the tax revenue for street maintenance and improvements, snow removal, increased police coverage, improvements to City Hall, walkways, matching funds for grants, change city maintenance employee work hours from 24 to 40 hours per week, and other general operations. The proposed rate of $1.81.02 will raise approximately $60,000 in 2009-2010, $61,800 in 2010 and 11, $63,600 in 2011 and 12, $65,500 in 2012 and 13, and $67,500 in 2013 and 14, for a total of $318,400. Explanatory statement. The permanent tax rate limit for the City of Detroit is $1.15.21 per $1,000 of assessed value. This provides the city with revenue of about $37,391. Franchise fees provide an additional $28,925, of which $23,000 goes to the street fund. The street fund uses about $12,000 of this to pay for electricity for streetlights. The remaining $11,000 plus $12,000 from gas tax apportionment constitutes the major portion of the street fund budget for street maintenance, snow removal, labor, and fuel. Last year, snow removal cost the city over $26,000. The street fund budget covered only $3,000, and $23,000 was transferred to the street fund from the water reserve fund to cover this expense. The remaining budget of $7,000 provided only enough funding for minimal upkeep of the streets and right-of-ways. Most of the city's dirt and gravel streets need repair. The street right-of-ways need to be cleared to provide off-street parking. The paved streets need fixing to keep them from deteriorating beyond repair. The high cost of paving limits any major new street paving. In addition, pedestrian walkways need to be provided on busy downtown streets. The city does not have any snow removal equipment. A snowplow for the city truck would allow the city to plow the streets when there is 3 inches of snow. Currently, snow plowing is contracted. Due to budget limitations, major streets are only plowed when snow levels reach over 6 inches. During heavy snows, contracting services would still be needed. The local option tax revenue would be used to fund these additional efforts. Some of the tax revenue from the local option tax would be used, as necessary, for matching funds for grants. Most grants require the applicant to provide matching funds of 20 to 50%. With very limited cash funds, the city cannot pursue these types of grants. With additional resources, the city would have the opportunity to leverage these funds for obtaining additional funding for projects that would be beneficial to the city. The city would like to be able to provide funding for additional police coverage during busy summer weekends and holidays. Currently, Marion County sheriffs are limited to the coverage they can provide, as other areas of the county also need additional coverage during these periods that tax their resources. City Hall and the City Council meeting rooms are in need of improvements. The City Council meeting room is used for other events, and these improvements would benefit other citizens who use the room for meetings and special events. Submitted by Patrick J. Carty, Mayor, City of Detroit. No arguments in favor of or opposed to this measure were filed.